Okay, welcome back to Maseches Kedushin. Today's daf is daf Dalet in Maseches Kedushin. Guten Chag Sameach to all. By the time we have a couple days, and then we have a little break for Yantif, and we'll figure out the schedule for Yantif a little later. Okay, let's start on Gimel Mabez on the bottom. The Gemara, I hope you enjoyed yesterday's daf, all about the Kinyan Chalipin and the Chuppah Kone. Hopefully some topics that we'll be able to get up to at some point on a weekday. And Gemara is interested in Gemara Beis finding the source for Kinyan Kesef. How Kesef Kiddush, Kinyan Kesef works for Kiddushin. On Gemara Beis, we're going to have the Makor for Shtar and Bia. But today's daf, Gemara Beis through Dalet Gemara Beis, is the Makoros for Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. How do you know they work for Kiddushin? So the Gemara quoted a pasuk by Amevriya, V'yatzachinim and Kesef. And then the Gemara quoted another pasuk of Binure. How do you know that not only is there a concept of Kiddusha Kesef, but also that if a father marries off his daughter when she is a Ketana or Nara, the money goes to him? So that's what the Gemara quoted from Binureha Beis Aviha, that the pasuk of when she is a Nara, it goes to Beis Aviha. That's the Makar. So the Gemara said, let's start off with about six lines from the bottom of Gimel Mabez.
What was going on Beis?
What was going on
the
Makoros
of Kesef on
that base? That was brought up Derech Agav. Rashi there already said, this is the main sugya. There was just brought up Derech Agav because we were talking about the language. It was the linguistic discussion of Kicha.
What's all of that?
So the Gemara, that's going to be later on. Dalamayz, we're going to quote that again. Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephron. But the Gemara here first goes a different direction. Possibly because here we're also including where the Kesef could go to the father. That's because the father, that Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephron, does not teach us that. But hopefully we'll get back to that a little later. So the Gemara says, Binurea Beis Aviha. That's the Makar for going to the father. So Ella Bafar Zadar Mudachsiv. So Hachanan Bafar Zadar Mudachsiv. Maybe that's unique. Maybe that cannot be the Makar for Kesef Kiddushin going to the father. Because that's Dafka by Hafar Zadarim. Hafar Zadarim, the fact that the father has the power to be Mefer Nadarim of the daughter, maybe that's the only thing that's taught in the Pasuk. But you can't learn outside of that. And if you want to say, no, we should learn from Hafaras Adarim to outside of Hafaras Adarim, and this should be the Makar of a Kesef Kiddushin. Mamona Isura lo Yafinan. No, we can't, because you can't learn Mamonis from Isurim. Right? Hafaras Adarim is considered Isurim, Isur Heter, in Hilchos Yaradeya, Adarim or in Yaradeya, and you can't learn Kiddushin, which is in Evan Ezer. Or maybe it could be in Choshen Mishpat, but it's at least in Ebenezer, you can't learn one from the other. One more line for a minute. V'chitema nelef mi knasa. What about knasos? We know that the knas is, if there's an ones and a pitui that takes place, also the father gets it. Also, mimana mi knasa b'liofina, meaning there are different areas of Torah, and one can't learn one from the other. So whenever you have this type of line, you have to quote the Vilna Gaon. You have to go to Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu. There's Eliyahu, the Gros Talmidim, quote Pshat from the Gra on the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, where the Pasuk says, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, Divri Rivas Bisharecha, Vakam Tavi Alisa Lamakom. You should bring all of your machloksim to the judges in your day, and they'll help you decide the din. So what exactly does it mean, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega? Why each of those are given? So the Gra says that all of Torah can be split up into three categories. All of Torah, every psak, says the grabbein dam ladin, zem dam nida, viziva, vidam leda. Meaning, iser veheter, as we'll see. Dam nida, dam ziva, dam leda. Iser veheter is a man, is a husband and wife allowed to be together by all these dam. That's bein dam ladam. Bein din legidin, that's dini mamanis, choshin mishpat. That's dini mamanis, vinefashos, vimakos. Bein nega lenega, zunige begadim, nige adem, ubatim. And the Gemara continues, Shatorin is nechlak l'shisha chalakim. It's really six that are three. Tahar v'tamei, aser u'mutter, chaya v'zakai. Those are the three types of cases. Bein dam l'dam, hu aser u'mutter, kadei l'tar isha l'baila. That's what dam l'dam is. Bein din l'din, hu chaya v'zakai. Right? It's innocent and guilty. That's dini mamanis. Bein nega l'nega, hu tamei v'tahar. That's tumei tahara. So because there are three separate categories of the Torah, so that's why, says the Gemara is used to explain, that's why we have all these issues of Mamoni mi Yisrael Loyafinan, Mamoni mi Kasal Loyafinan, because you cannot learn one from the other. Yes, on the one hand, all of Torah is one unit. The Tosefta says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Kol Torah Kula Inyan Echadu, Rav Shachter always likes to say, that's how we could have the Makar. How do you know that the Sukkah, right, in Yonah Diyoma, when you put up the walls of... When you shake the Dalamidim, you have to shake them straight up. You can't shake a luav upside down. Right? You can't shake an esrog upside down. That's why we hold the esrog upside down and then turn it over. Arminag when we make the bracha. We don't want to be yotze yet. What's the makar? They have to shake the lulav straight up. And adahazim and the rabbis. Atzei shitim omdim. That the walls of the Mishkan stood straight up. Maha kesher between the walls of the Mishkan and shaking the lulav straight up. So the answer is kolatura kula inyan echad. Right, the whole Torah really is one, and you can learn a mamatzinu. You can compare different things. That's the whole idea of a gzera shava, of a hekesh. Ukhal Torah kula is in yinechad. Afal pikein, there are different categories. Right, the binyan sian interestingly has a tshuva. If you're in Australia, can you shake a lulav upside down? Because that's derek de lasa, and it grew on the opposite side of the earth. So his maskana is that not. His maskana is they have to shake it straight up wherever you are, even though the even though the world is round. Just as a side point, the This gra in Adaras Aliyo, so what does he compare between dam ladam? That category is dam. He puts dam nida in the category of dam ladam, which he calls issa v'heter. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Rav Yosef Engel has this in Asman Daraisa in Klal Chafalov. Whether what is the mechayiv, the real root of the isser nida labayla? Is it tuma or is it isser? Is it Tumah Tara or is it Isser Hetel Abayla? And he quotes various Bekoros. He quotes the Tosas in the beginning of Baba Kama, which seems to say Beferish that it is Isser Abayla. But he quotes the Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this Gra, right? Because if the Dam Ladam, he has been Negel and Nagat Tumah Tara. He gives the example of Nege Batim and Nege Adam, and Dam Ladam he Dafka uses Isser Abayla, which seems to say maybe the focus is the Isser Nida. So he says maybe that Gra seems to say that it's an Isser Abayla. Isra Labayla, and not as much Tuma and Tara. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel's piece in Asvin Daraisa in Klal Chafalov. Okay, let us continue. We're going to look more about this. Rabbi Shachler has a piece on the Eretz Tzvi in Siman Beis. Now we continue. So says the Gemara, so you can't learn it from Binu Rabbi Saviha, because that's dafka by Isser, and you can't learn it from Isser. You can't learn it from Knas, the fact that the father gets a Knas if the daughter is Ne'enas. Or mafuta, because you can't learn also about moni mikanasa lo yafinan. The chitema, three lines to the bottom, nailef mi boshes of begam. What about from boshes of begam? If in that same case that the ma'anis, there's somebody who's ma'anis who rapes a girl, so the ma'anis has to give the boshes and the begam to the father, and that's not knas. Knas is the chamishim kasef. But knas is the chamishim kasef. Please open up the chairs. But how do you know? Maybe you can learn it from Boshes Begam, which is considered mamon, right? Boshes is the embarrassment that is caused, and the Begam is the deflation, the decrease in value. So shiny Boshes Begam, davu shach begavayu. So we say again, no, Boshes Begam, we cannot learn from there because the father is shayach in those. He also feels the Begam in the Boshes. If he feels the Begam in the Boshes, that's why it's shayach to go to him. You can't learn to a case of kedushin where he has no shayachas to it. Right? Why is it shayach to him? So pagam is because he gets a certain. Nobody's going to. Less people are going to want to marry the ne'enas in this case. So that's why his level of pagam he gets nefgam. And Bosh is also he has the power. Rashi says here and other places also to be mevayish, meaning to marry her off to whoever he wants. So that's why. Also, he's shayach to Boshes. So you can't use Boshes of Begam as a makar for saying the kesef kedushin should go to him. Which always, you always have to remember when we talk about kedushay bito. When we talk about kedushay bito, we always have to remember Tosas is the beginning of the second parak. If you look for a minute, a Tosas in kedushin daf mem aleph. I don't know if it's in that chelik of yours. It's a very important Tosas, just a reality check. In the beginning of the second parak, I'll read a few Tosas, the beginning of Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara there says, also l'kadesh ad shiirena, it's also to marry someone before you see them, and also l'kadesh es bito kishi katana, the Gemara says. You're not allowed to do kedushay katana. We have all these Gemaras that talk about it, but it's usser. So the Gemara says, Tosas says, in Dibur Maskel usser, v'yachshav she'anu nogim l'kadesh benoseinu afilu katanos. Nowadays, says Tosas, right, we marry off all our daughters when they're 11 years old. Tosas, not so long ago, right? 800 years ago. So says the Gemara, Hainu, why do we do that? It says, Aser, Hainu shebechol yom v'yom ha-galus misgaber aleinu. Galus is shver, says Tosas. V'im yeh sipek biyad adam achshav laseis labito nedunya, shem alach ezman lo yeh sipek biyado, v'teishet bito agun lo olam. Meaning the crusades and the craziness that's going on in the world, says Tosfos, we're worried about our children. We want to make sure that they're taken care of and they have Sipuka Nefesh, and they have a husband to take care of them. So that's why we do Kedusha Ketana today. Obviously, is it an ideal? Is it something that should be done? No, a husband and wife should, right? Kedusha Ya'atzma is different. But here, says Tosfos, you know, if we one has the chance to get their daughter, you know, on foot, one should do that. It's an interesting diak. I don't know if Jason mentioned it yesterday during the shiur. It's an interesting diak. My Rebbe Rosenzweig once said on the beginning of Daf Gimel. I'm Gimel and Aleph, when the Gemara suggested that chuppah should be kone. The Gemara says, how do you know that, according to the Mandamer, that chuppah is kone? Right, what do? So, right, you have to have the one of the minion of our Mishnah, what does it say, shlosha, to exclude chuppah. To exclude chuppah. Limute chuppah. So what does Rashi say on the third wide line on Gimel Amud Aleph? Limute chuppah. To exclude that chuppah is not koneh. She'im masra la'avia l'chuppah l'shem kedushin einim kudeshes b'kach. What does Rashi say? How do you know chuppah is not... What does it mean chuppah is not koneh? Because if the father gives it over for kedushin, it's not koneh. Why does Rashi's dafka pick that one? What's the regular case of marriage is where a husband and wife get married themselves? Rashi dafka says it's to exclude chuppah. Right, kedushay, right, the chuppah's bito. Maybe there's no hava mina that chuppah would be koneh. By a husband and wife, if it's not the father. That's not a kinyan. It's very far from it. That's the personal element of chuppah. The only hava mina that chuppah should be kone might be by kiddushei bito. That's because there's a very big difference between kiddushei bito and kiddushei atzma. So Patosva says already at the beginning of the Mem Aleph that, you know, they lived in a different time period and therefore they did it. Okay, bottom line on Gimel Mabez, we are up to. So again, we're still looking for a makar for the Kesef Kiddushin being a viable way of doing Kiddushin, and not only that, but of the money going to the father by Kiddushei Bita. So Ela Mistavra says the Gemara, Chi Kame Ma'et, Yitzia Dechvasa Kame Ma'et. So the Pasuk is, Rashi explains that we go back to the earlier Pasuk by Amma Ivriya, V'yatza Chinam Ein Kasef. When the Amma Ivriya goes free from her master, it says Ein Kasef, he doesn't get money for it. So the Gemara Darshins, this Yitzia doesn't have any money going to the master, but there's another Yitzia that there will be money going to somebody. So what's that Yitzia? Going out from the father's rishus, going to the husband's rishus. So Mistavra, the Chikam Emayit, so we say, it makes sense that when we exclude something from that pasuk, Yitzia Dichvasa Kam Emayit, we exclude a Kamin going out, just like an Amar Vriya goes out of the master's rishus, so too the girl goes out of the father's rishus, and therefore, that's how we could compare, by contrast, the case of Kiddushin going to the father.
It doesn't answer the original kasha on that.
What do you mean?
Which was, it could be referring to Kana.
Right, the Gemara's original kasha was, maybe it means, right, right, the Ema Lidida. That was the how we got into this whole thing. Maybe it goes to her. So we're saying, no, maybe there's to be parallel, just in the case of Amma Ivriya, she goes out and the Torah says, a different person gets nothing. So here, she goes out, and a different person gets something. That's how it's parallel. So the Gemara says, though, but continues, V'halo dam yahayitzi lahayitzi, there's still a difference. Hasam nafgala merishas adon lagamre. Over there, by Amma Ivriya, she totally leaves the master's rishos, right? And Amma Ivriya goes free. Amma Ivriya is a Jewish girl, fully Jewish. She's chayv in mitzvahs. It's not a shifcha kananis. It's Amma Ivriya chayv in mitzvahs. And there she goes fully out of the master's rishos. V'hacha akati mechsera mesira l'chupa. But what do you mean? But here, the daughter still hasn't had chuppah yet. She goes out by erisin, but she's not fully out of the father's rishus. So it's not an exact parallel. So the Gemara answers no. But hafaras nedarim miha nafgala mirshusay. At least regarding hafaras nedarim, the daughter has left the father's rishus. The father can no longer be mefer nedarim by himself. Right? We learned the last parak in Nedarim spoke all about hafaras nedarim, of the father and husband have rishus to be made for the daughter and wife's nedarim respectively. Differences, parallels between the two, but it's not. The Mishnah says in Nedarim, the end of the Nedarim, the last parak, Nara Marasa Avyu Baila Mefi Nedareha. Once she's mu'uresses, then there's a team. There's the father and the husband have it. Once she has Nisuin, it's only the husband. Before Erisin, it's only the father. But Nara Marasa has both. So says the Gemara, so that's so you see, she went out of the father's rishus because the father can no longer by himself be made for the Nadar. Ask the Talmud HaRashba, 1 minute. We have the Talmud HaRashba on the first six blot of Kiddushin. So, we'll use him for a few days, and then we'll have to put him away for another Masechta. Bava Kama will come back. We have the Talmud HaRashba on all of Bava Kama. So, Talmud HaRashba says, 1 second, what is the Gemara trying to say? Oh, they both, at least regarding Hafaras Nedarim, she went out of his Rishus. No, she didn't. He still can't, he still has authority, the father. What do you mean he left his Rishus? The husband can't do it by himself now. Right? So it's somewhat difficult. They have to both do it. So something that we discussed in Maseches Nedarim, we didn't know this one, but he has an amazing, very important line here. When we say there's a team effort by a Nara Hamarasa, is there one Iker Mefer and another one that's just like Ma'akev? Are they both equal? So says the Tamar Rasha, really the husband is the Iker. The husband is the Iker Mefer. It's just that the fact that the father still has power to be made for the Nedarim, that's not a reflection that she's still in her father's rishus. The fact that the father still has rights. It's just that she didn't have chuppah yet, so she's not fully into the husband's rishus, but it's not a reflection. Again, he's trying to have a balance here. The fact that the husband cannot do it fully does not mean that she's not really connected to the husband fully yet. You're right, she didn't have chuppah yet. But the father's power is just a result of the husband not having complete power, but not that the father per se has power. There's a schus that's nishar, but it's a remnant, it's not a reflection of something serious. So in Lumdis, really the husband is in charge, but it's just that because chuppah didn't take place yet, that the halacha still gives some rishus to the father. One other ha'ara, and that is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara was trying to say, how could you compare the daughter going out to the Amar Vriya? So the Gemara says, at least regarding hafaras adarim, she has gone out. So this Zaksubis has another pshat. He says, maybe what about regarding achilas truma? Why did the Gemara say that? So this Zaksubis ben vav mabeis. Right, a bas kohen. Bas kohen is allowed to eat truma all her life. The second that she gets nisaris to a Yisrael, she loses the truma. She loses the truma the second that she... So why? That's a good makar. That's a good reflection of a yitzia. Yeah?
It's not a power that the husband has, that the father has over her. It's her going out of her.
Ah, beautiful. So the Tosfos Arash says maybe that wouldn't be good enough because that's not a reflection of the father. It's just her own schus. Whether she has... That's what we're looking for something about the father. This is just whether she can eat truma or she can't eat truma. Actually, Tosfos there, Tosfos Arash there says that. Tosfos there just says we want to find something that applies to all women, not just... Abbas Cohen. Okay. Let's continue. So says the Gemara line 6. V'hai v'yatzachinam l'hach yudasa. So now, we ended up saying v'yatzachinam and kasef is the makar for kedusha kasef going to the father. The makar by Alma Ivriya. V'yatzachinam l'hach yudasa. Is that really the good makar? Hai mibarli, look at the Tanya. Don't we use that for something else? The Tanya v'yatzachinam elimei bagrus en kasef elimei narus. We already use v'yatzachinam, we use it up, to teach me just about Alma Ivriya itself. That she goes out when she becomes a bogeres, which it becomes 12 and a half, and Ein Kesef Elimei Narus, she even goes out when she's a Nara. So we already used up that marker, so you can't use that marker to teach me Kedushe Kesef of a regular girl. So how do we able to use that? So Amar Avina, Imkein Lema Kra Ein Kesef, without the Yud. Right? There's an extra Yud in there. My Ein Kesef. Ein Kesef Adon Zev, Yesh Kesef Adon Acher. My Nihu Av. So the fact that you have an extra letter in there, that's how we're able to darshan it. Bnei Yeshua says that we don't darshan every extra yud whenever it says ain in the Torah, but here, because the whole pasuk is extra, you don't need the whole pasuk, as the Gemara said before, maybe that's why we darshan it here. That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. Avagad de bekamim duchte ksiv ain malay v'lo darshinan because makom haka de kula kray yisera shab rabbi masu lemechtav on kasef. Well, we're going to have two more. We're going to have two more the Gemara is going to quote. Umi mai de darshinan hachi. How do you know... how do you know you darshan such a thing? How do you know always that ain isn't always taken literally? D'tanya v'zera ain la. The pasuk says by achilas truma when a daughter leaves gets married. Let's say a girl is a bas kohen is nisares to a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies. So the halacha is that the daughter could go back to her father's house and eat truma as long as she did not have any children. That's the halacha. She has children that symbolize remnants of her marriage to Yisrael. So then she cannot eat shroom anymore. So v'zera ein la ein li ela zara. I only know that this is actual children. Zera zara minayin. How do I know grandchildren? Let's say her daughter or her son died and she's only left with the grandchildren. How do I know that also prevents her from going back? So tama lomar zera ein la ayin la. Because it says zera ein la. We darshan from ein la. Ayin law. search out, b'ma'ayin, and figure out if there's any descendants from her. And if there are any descendants, she wouldn't be able to eat trum anymore. V'ayin, so that's what you see. Ayin is not always, we darshan ayin. Ayin can be switched with the ayin, the Rishonim say. So that's how you know ayin doesn't always mean what you think it means. Sometimes you could darshan it on, sometimes aleph nun, sometimes you could darshan the extra yud, and here you could darshan it switching the ayin to ayin. V'ayinli ela zera kasher, and this is, I only know zera kasher prevents her from going back to eating truma. Zera pasul minayin, how do I know that zera pasul? Also, let's say she has a mamzer, right, that also will prevent her from going back. So tamalomar, zera ayinla, ayinla. Also, search out for any descendant, and any descendant will prevent her from going back to eating truma. V'ha fikti, 1 second, v'ha fikti la zera zara. Didn't you just use Ain law to teach me grandchildren? How do you know it could even include Zera Pasul? So the Gemara says, Zera Zara Loitzachra. Now, really, Zera Zara doesn't need a Pasuk. To Bnei Banim, Hare Hinka Banim. Because grandchildren are like children. Ki Itzachra La Zera Pasul. So the Pasuk is really teaching me Zera Pasul. So again, that's a huge issue. Bnei Banim, Hare Hinka Banim. The Trumas Hadeshin has a tshuva. If I wrote it out here. Has a tshuva about if somebody has a Mumar father. So the Trumas Hadeshin, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, says you're allowed to call up the son for an aliyah, ben the grandfather, because bnei banim harehin kabanim, and therefore you could skip a generation if the son doesn't want to be called by the father who is an abikaris. So again, it's used in various. It's used by learning Torah with one's grandchildren. You go to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Limanat Lalami Torah, bnei banim harehin kabanim. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'tana gufi minolon de darish achi. So how do we know that you could darshan an extra yud? Amri ksiv, because sometimes it says, me'ein bilam. Bilam is prevented. Me'ein yivami. Delok ksiv behu yud. So you see the word ein without yud. V'hach ksiv be yud. Shramin ala drashu da asa. So that's how you know to darshan it. And like the Pnei Yeshua said, it doesn't mean every time it says ein. But this whole pasuk is extra. So once you're darshaning the whole pasuk as extra, you got to darshan the extra word. Letter.
That's applying that.
Right, that's actually, even though me'ain, you might think means it's preventing, but I guess ain is like not, it's also a negative, so I guess it's connected in that way. It says the Gemara, v'ishrach l'mitav kiddushin li'aviyah, v'ishrach l'mitav ma'asiyah de'al'aviyah. So we know, now we have a makar from Yatzachin and Kasef, that if a man marries off his daughter, he gets the Kasef kiddushin money. But also, we had the makar on Amid Beis earlier, that is bitin asati l'shazeh, binurei be'saviyah, that also the earnings of a daughter go to the father. So why do you need both earnings and kesef kiddushin? Why do you need two makaros? Because of Rachmana kiddushin halavia. If the pasuk only said that the kesef kiddushin goes to the father, havimim shem dilo tarcha behu. Maybe that's because she wasn't matriach. She didn't do anything for the kesef kiddushin, right? She just got the kiddushin. That's why it wouldn't go to her. Avamasi yadeh dekatarcha behu emadita havi. But maybe her earnings she should keep, right? Only something that she wasn't toreach for will go to him, but her, right? No problem. The Rishonim here discuss, the Ritva here says, what about things that the daughter finds? Mitzias bito. So we know the Gemara Ksuba says that that's a Durabanan goes to the father, Mishum Eva. So they ask the Ritva, why is it only Durabanan? It should be Daraisa. What does the rule here say? Anything that's, there's no Tircha for her, you know, so automatically should go to the father. So the Ritva here says, why don't you say by Mitzia that it's Daraisa goes to the father? So the Gemara, the Ritva gives two answers. Maybe by Kiddushin, it makes a little more, gives a little more reason why it should go to him, because he's losing something by Kiddushin. He's losing her, and therefore he gets something. By Mitzi, he's not losing anything. So therefore we still, even if you say, it's not just, not just, you know, there's no tircha on her behalf, but also the father is losing something. Number one. Or Mitzi is Milsa de Lashriach, and therefore the Akutara wasn't Mizakit. But either way, that's what the Ritva here asks. That's one side. So if it only said Kesef Kiddushin, I wouldn't have known Maisi Adayim. And if it only said earnings, I would have thought, okay, earnings go to the father because there's a give and take. He supports her and feeds her, so he should get her earnings. But Kiddushin has nothing to do with him. Right? It's coming from the outside. It doesn't parallel any mizonos. So that's why you need a makar for that. Tzricha, that's why you need two makaros, one for each one. Interesting. Even though we're talking about on a daraisa level, a father supporting his daughter with mizonos. So we also had in Ksubis, when you get to a certain age, Me'ikradin, the father doesn't have to do that. The father only has to support his daughter up until a certain age, up to age 5, up to age 6. But after that, he doesn't have to. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that nowadays the whole halacha doesn't apply. Halacha applies till 18, 19, much, much higher, because nowadays people live with their parents for much longer. That's a chiyuv, says Rav Moshe. Meikar adin. Meikar adin. But the Ritva says that you're the Torah l'sof da'ito shel adam. People are going to do it. People are going to do it. Therefore, even though it's only Durabanan, we could talk in the world of Doraisis here about the mezonos of a father. Gufa, v'yatzachinam, said the Gemara. Yele mi bagris, in kesev yele mi naris. So we had the pasuk that taught me that not only does a Amma Ivriya goes out when she turns 12, when she's a Nara, also she goes out when she turns 12 and a half. Bogaris. So the question seems clear. V'letta rechman naris lo ba'i bagris. Once we know that she goes free when she turns 12, so of course she goes free when she turns 12 and a half. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me that an Amma Ivriya, but again, a Jewish girl who was married when she was a Ketana, had one need a positive tell me that she goes free when she's a Bulgaris. It's never going to come up. She'll go free already when she's 12. So, Amaraba, Bazev, Limad Alzeh. You know, you need two Makoros, one to teach me the other one. Meaning, say it outside and then we'll say it inside. If you only had one Pasuk, you would have thought that only meant Bulgaris. That's why you need a second Pasuk to teach me one's Nara, one's Bulgaris. If you don't only one Pasuk, you wouldn't have thought that. Similar to, Mididahavi, Atosha, Vesachir. Right? The Pasuk by Toshav and Sakhir, the different types of servants of a Kohen. The Pasuk says, Toshav and Sakhir liyochalbo, that a Toshav and a Sakhir cannot eat Truma. Dichstanya, as the Brisa says, Toshav, Zek Kani Kinyan Olam, a Toshav is an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, beginning in Mishpatim, who had his ear pierced, so now he has to stay with his master forever. Kinyan Olam, that's what a Toshav is. Sakhir Zakani Kinyan Shanim. A Sakhir is somebody who did not have his ear pierced yet, so he's only working for 6 years. Right, Shei Shanim, then he's going to go free. So the Pasuk says both a Toshav and a Sakhir cannot eat Truma of the Master Kohen. Why? Because there's no Kinyan Aguf. In Eved Kna'ani, he has a Kinyan Aguf to his master. That's why in Eved Kna'ani, he's allowed to eat Truma of a Kohen master. But in Eved Ivri, is a full Jew. There's no kinyan aguf by an Eved Ivri, so therefore he cannot eat truma. So the let's finish the phrase and then we'll say something about it. So the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Yomar Toshav Ol Yomar Sakhir. Why does the Torah have to say Toshav and Sakhir cannot eat truma? Just say one. Say the Toshav. Say the kinyan forever. The one that you're gonna have forever can't eat truma. So then surely the one that you only have temporarily cannot eat truma. So Vani Omer Kani Kinyan Olam in Ochel Kani Kinyan Shadam Ol Kol Shekain. So why do you have to say both Toshav and Sakhir? So the Gemara says, no, Ilu Kain, if you only had one Pasig, Hayisi Omer, I would have mistranslated. I would have said Toshav Zekani Kinyan Shanim. I would have said, who cannot eat Truma? Only somebody who has a temporary Kinyan. Avokani Kinyan Olam Ochel, but somebody who has a permanent Kinyan, who's always your servant forever, he can't eat. So Basakhir V'limin Al Toshav, that's why you need the Pasig of Sakhir to teach me, meaning you need both words to teach me, Shavapi Shekani Kinyan Olam Eino Ochel, to teach me that one is a temporary and one is a permanent. So similarly here, you need two, one to teach me about Nara, one to teach me about Bagris.
What would have been the mistake we made in Nara?
We would have said maybe she only goes free at 12 and a half. And we would not know that she goes free at 12. If you would have thought only Bulgaris and not Nara. That's what we would have thought. But Rabbi Chanan asked the question, one second. We learned Pasha Mishpatim. After it, an Eved Ivri gets his ear pierced. So he's it's that's a Kinyan Olam? How long does that last? Yovel. Not Kinyan Olam. It says Va'avadola Olam in the Pasuk, but Rashi there says it's only till Yovel. So why does it call it Kinyan Olam? It's not Olam. It's just longer. One's 6 years, one's 50 years. It's relative, it's more permanent. But it still doesn't mean Olam. But still, if it's relative, then it should be the same category. It shouldn't be qualitatively different. Yes, Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, you know what this proves? That really, in Eved Ivri, that's Nirtza, really he is Kani La'olam. Inherently, it's a permanent Kenyan forever. Yovel is Mafkia, that Kenyan. But you don't see the roots of Yovel. You don't say it's a temporary Kenyan. It's a full Kenyan. But then, there's the Yovel comes and it's Mafkia. Kodim Yovel, Yesh La'adom Be'eved Kenyan Litzmisus, V'lo Lizman. Right, that's it. Right?
Nafkamina, when there's no.
When there's no Yovel. When there's no Yovel, so then is that just... Would that just be... Well, they both... He'll never go free. But the question is, that just... Is that a temporary Kenyan that continues forever? Or is that a permanent Kenyan, period? Right, so that's what the... Afkamina is, could you have this conversation with the Gemara? But the... But that's how he that's what he says. He says, "Denirza kani la adon kinyan olam mamish litzmisus." Mishemachi kishabita la yovel nishar versus adon la olam. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says in Lamdis. It's not Gemini in Lamdis. Okay, that's where in Rabbi Chanan, by the way, in the second Chelak, Kovachirim and Simon Yud Aleph. Amar le Abai says, 1 second, you're comparing the case of Toshav and Sachir, which you need two psukim, one to teach me the other, one to teach to reflect on the other one, and Nara and Bogaris. You can't compare those two cases. Me dami hasam trei gufei ninu, over there by the Toshav and the Sachir, you need, it's two different people. Talking about a Toshav and a Sachir. The Chinami Kazav Rachman, a Toshav Nirtza, lo Yochal. It's even though it says Toshav Nirtza, right, a permanent one, can't eat. The Hadaksiv Ida Chavi Sachir, right, and the other one, once you say permanent, and then there's the Sachir, which is the temporary, Milsa the Asya Bakavachomer. Really, you could have learned it from Bakavachomer. But it's not a, meaning if a permanent Eved cannot eat your Truma, so surely a temporary Eved. But you know what, says the Gemara? It wouldn't be such a problem, the fact that the Torah went out of its way to write it anyway, because we have the principle of Umil Sadasi Bakavachomer Torah Vakasav Lakrab. Even though there's something that's learned out from a Kavachomer, the Torah might go out of its way and write it anyway. We'll get back to the Svara for that soon. Ezra Hashem. Elahacha Chad Gufahi. But over here, by Nara and Bogeres, we're talking about one girl, one person. It'll never come up in reality. You can have the mitzius of a Toshav and of a Sachir. You can have that mitzius. There's two different people. But how will you ever have a case where you have a girl going out at 12 and a half? She'll go out at 12. So how do you ever have the case? So the Gemara is back to the question. Why do you need both cases? So Ella Amar Abaya. Oh, I have a case where a girl will go out only by Bagris. Lo Nitzorcha Ella Lebeger to Islandis. Islandess. An islandess is a girl who does not have Simani Naris. She goes straight from being a Ketana to being a Gedola. She's a Ketana from her years of Kanis until the age of 20. And then when she's 20, she's certain Simani islandess kick in. And therefore, you know, or by I think even when she has turned 20, even if she does not have Simani islandess yet, she doesn't have Simani Naris, so then, meaning she skips that stage. So that's the case. Meaning if you have an Amma Ivriya who's an islandess, you wouldn't know from the pasuk of Nara that she goes free because she doesn't become a Nara. So that's why you need the pasuk for Bogeres. Salkada the Chamina Benaris Tefak, but not Bagres Lo Tefak. You might think that only if she's a Nara she goes free, but not if she's a Bogeres. Kamash Malan. That's why you need the extra pasuk to tell me even by a Bogeres. The Rishonim here discuss what exactly is the case. When was she sold? This islandess. When was she sold? The Ravid asked, the Ravid quoting in the Rashi, the Zevon La'imas, if she sold when she was a Ketana, right, so, Babagris Ma'baya Gabe, Dehainu Bishnas Esrim, right, Vahod Nafkola B'Sheish, or if she sold when she's a Ketana, when she's 11, she goes out after 6 years anyway, right, and Amivriya goes out after 6 years, or by when she becomes a Nara. So if she sold when she's a Ketana, she's never going to get to age, she's never going to reach age 20, and if she sold when she's 16, right, if she sold when she's 16, that's what the Ravid answers, right, because she still has the status of a Ketana. She's always 16, and then she gets to age 20 before she reaches 6 years. But then the Ravid says, but 1 minute, but when she becomes an islandess at age 20, according to some Shatam in the Gemara, that works for Mafreya. Oh, now you see she's an islandess, so she's an islandess back from age 12 plus. So she wasn't able to be sold because she was already considered a gedola by age 16. So they all struggle exactly what exactly is the case. So he answers, maybe you have to say it's what we call Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya. When you have something in halacha that goes retroactively, does that mean it totally goes retroactively and even in hindsight you see it starting in the past? Or it goes retroactively, but you only see it going retroactively from today. From today you say, oh, okay, it goes back. But you see the past. You see in the past it wasn't in reality then, and now you're just throwing it back into reality. That's called mikana lahaba lamafreya, not lamafreya lamafreya. So suggest the Ravid, a little bit, maybe I'm reading into it a little bit more than he's saying it, maybe that's a suggestion. You're right, it goes back, but Bishaito, she could have been sold, because it's Mekana Lahaba Lamafreya. Okay, maybe that's the case of why you need the case that the islandess goes out by Bagris. So Maskel Amar Baravashi, no, we still have the problem. Lav Kavachomer, it's a Kavachomer. Uma Simanim She'emotim Rishus Av. If Simanim, she does not leave the Rishus of her father when she brings Simanim of Gavos, meaning when she becomes a Nara, she's still in the Rishus of the father. Motim Mirshus Adon, and still that takes her out of the Rishus of the master. Bagris Shomotim Rishus Av. A Bogeris that she leaves the Rishus of the father when she becomes a Bogeris 12 and a half, Surely she sees leaves the rishus of the adon by bagris. So again, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that when she becomes a bogeres, she leaves the rishus of the adon? So ela ama ma baravashi lo nitzrucha el leikir zvina da ilanis. You know why you need the pasuk to tell me that bechal an ilanis is allowed to be sold as an amivria? Sakadai the chamina. I might have thought to ask you simani naris habis zvina. Only a girl who is going to become a Na'ara can be sold. But if she will never become a Na'ara, then maybe she cannot ever be sold. That's why the Pazik says, V'yatza chinam. Thank you. Ulamai Baravashi, the Amar Balav Kalvachomer, who, one second, going back to the previous line, didn't my Baravashi say, it's a Kalvachomer? He asked, so why do you need a Pasuk? Isn't it a Kalvachomer? Doesn't he hold to the following principle? Ha'amrina milsalasi b'Kalvachomer, d'orach v'kasav l'kra. Doesn't the Gemara say sometimes that even though you can learn something out from a Kalvachomer, you know, the Pasuk might go out of its way to write it anyway? Hani mili hecha d'leka l'shnuye. No, we only apply that principle, we have no choice. If you could give a pshat otherwise, then we'd rather not have to say that. We'd rather say a reason why there's something, right, the Kalvachomer is not a perfect Kalvachomer. Period. Okay, let's stop for a minute and talk about this principle. So Milsat the Asya Bakalvachomer. So what did it say? Something that you can learn out from a Kalvachomer, sometimes the Torah writes it anyway. So we mentioned in the past that a Kalvachomer is a unique one of the Yud Gimel Midos. It's unique. The Gemara in Rashi and Tosus discuss in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, right, in Yonah Yoma, beginning of Lulav HaGazel, Kalvachomer, you could darshan on your own. Gzeira Shava, you're not allowed to darshan without a Mesorah. Gzeira Shava, you're not allowed to darshan Gzeira Shava, except if you have a Mesorah from your Rebbe. A Kalvachomer, you could darshan on your own. There's a Machlokas there, Rashi and Tosus, what about all the other 11? The other 11. Is Gzeira Shava the rule, or is Kalvachomer the rule? Is Kalvachomer the only one you can darshan on your own, or is Zeir Shava the only one you can't darshan on your own? That's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Either way, though, Kalvachomer, for sure, you can darshan on your own. So based on that, we get to the principle, why is it that the Gemara says sometimes, even if you can have learned it out from a Kalvachomer, sometimes the Torah goes out of its way to write it anyway. So the pashtus is, the most simple reason why some suggest that principle is, because maybe there's something wrong with your Kalvachomer. It's all based on logic. So maybe there's a pircha in the Kalvachomer. That's why the Torah goes out of its way sometimes to write it. You can't have a pircha to a gzeira shava. It's not logic. You can't have a logic. No hekesh. A logic is hekesh is not based on logic.
It's still called gzeira. Is it still called Kalvachomer? The Torah is writing because there's a pircha to your logic.
But we don't know. It's a Kalvachomer. But just in case you might suggest a pircha, I'm telling you it's a Kalvachomer anyway. The Bnei Yisaschar, the Sharm Sein Balacha quotes the Bnei Yisaschar as a second shot. Maybe the point is just the opposite. To show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Svara of the Chachamim. Right? Even though this one is purely based on logic, the Bnei Yisaschar says that the Shar Midos Hein Rak Das Torah V'Alach La Moshe Misinai V'Eim Haim Seichel Tivi Aval Amidah Shal Kavachomer Aval Bishi Gam Ken Alach La Moshe Misinai V'Kom Makom Yish Ba Seichel Tivi V'Gilsa HaTorah Shagam Kavachomer Hi Das Torah L'Chein L'Famim Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra L'Haro Shatorah Maskem Eslav. Maybe to show that the Torah likes the Kalvachomer. So that's the Pashtus A, and the B is that the Bnei Yisaschar. The third shot, though, that's quoted by a number of Achronim, and that is the Smag. The Smag. This is quoted by the Marsha. But what does the Smag say? The Smag says that why can you use a... Actually, wait, the Smag's on the next line. So that's... Let's wait with that for a minute. But those are the two pshatim given, usually Milsa Dasi B'Kalvachomer. So we have the Pashtus, and we have the Sha'arim Siyanim Behalacha. Next. Let's continue first. So Vitana, so we just spent the whole blot. What's the Makar for Kedusha Kesef? Va'ama Ivriya. Now we get back to Josh's question. Vitana Maisalim Mehacha, but what about the Makar that we quoted Derech Agam on Daf Beis? Vitani the Bryce says, Kikach Ish Ishu Va'ala, Va'hayim Lo Simsa Chain Be'enav, Ki Matzava, the Pasuk and Kiseitse, when a man takes a woman and is ball her, and if he doesn't find favor, he doesn't find favor, and he has to divorce her. But in order to be able to come to the stage of get, it must be that there was a marriage previously. So kicha must be a marriage, and ain kicha ela b'kesef, and the verb kicha always means with money. V'chein hu omer nasadi kesef asada kach mimeni. When it says that by Avram Avinu nasati kesef asada, so you see kesef, the transaction with the verb kach mimeni. So we're saying, one second, v'halo dinu. What do you need a makar for? This kedusha kesef that goes to her. Which, by the way, this makar might be for kedusha kesef of her own, and the earlier one might be of the father. So there might even be two different sources to reflect the two different types of kedushin. So the word says, one second, it's a kavachomer. Uma ama ha'ivriya she'ina niklis bebiya niklis bekesef if an ama ivriya cannot be nikna bebiya. and an amenivir cannot be nikkah to a master with bia. But she can be nikkah bekasef. So zush nikkah is bia in odin shetikna bekasef. So this regular woman that can be nikkah bia. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Sure, surely kasef should work. So the Gemara answers, no yivama tochiach. A yivama will prove it. Why should nikkah bia in nikkah bekasef? A yivama will prove it because a yivama is only nikkah bia. But not nikkah bekasef. Right? Yibam can only happen with bia, not with kesef. Right? The Gemara we had in Yavama. So you see the fact that something can be nikkah with bia doesn't automatically mean kesef. Don't disprove from Yavama. Why? Yavama is unique. Mal Yavama shein nikkah b'shtar. Torah b'zush nikkah b'shtar. Right? Yavama doesn't work through shtar. So you already see Yavama is different. So you can't use Yavama as a parallel. You're right. Midah Rabbanan. There's something called Maimar. Midah Rabbanan, but Midah Araisa Yavama is only through Bia. So you can't use Yavama as an uprooting of the proof. So Tamalomer Ki Gachish, that's why we're back to the Pasuk. So, and we're back to the question on the Pasuk. Halamali Kraha Asila. Don't we have it as a Kavachomer? We should learn Kesef as a Kavachomer from Ama Ivriya. So the Mara says, Amar Avashi Mishim Deikala Meimar Mi Ikra De Dina Pircha. Forget bringing something in from the outside, like Yavam. There's a problem inherently with this Makar. You can't use a Lurin Kavachomer from Ama Ivriya to Kedusha Kesef. Why? Meicha Kamaisis Lama Yama Ivriya. You're trying to learn it from Ama Ivriya. 1 minute. Mala Ama Ivriya Shekin Yotza Bekesef. Tomar Bezusha Ena Yotza Bekesef. Ama Ivriya goes free with money. She could be freed by the husband, by the master getting money. So it makes sense that she goes in with money. Rashi says she already has an affinity with money. See what Rashi says in Shekane? V'hol v'ketzef chashiv v'lifdosa, chashiv nami liknosa. There's already an affinity with money regarding this woman. So therefore, you can't bring Mariah. So that's Am Evriya. She's with money. But Kedusha Kesef, how do you know anything about money with this woman? So that's why, tamalomer kiyikach. That's why you need the makar of kiyikach. Period. Stop there for a second. Rabbi Chanan asks, what was the whole Havamina? That we're going to learn Kedusha Kesef from a Kavachomer? We have a principle called Ein Onshin Min Hadin. If you learn Halach from a Kavachomer, you can't give punishments based on it. So if you can't give punishments based on it, so this woman will never be an Eshes Ish, you know, for punishments. Of course, Mizana with her, she won't be Chayv Daraisa. So Rabbi Chanan says it has to be that what the Gemara here means is that you're right, the Makar is going to be a Kavachomer, but then it's just really a Gilui Nosa. The concept of Eshes Ish we know is a Din Daraisa. We're going to have a Kavachomer to say that this woman is an Eshes Ish. But once you have the concept of Eshes Ish, that's a Din Daraisa. So when the Smag, I made a mistake before, I wanted to mention it here. And that is, what's the Svar for Ein Onshin Min Hadin? That you can't give a punishment based on a Kavachomer. So one is, like I said before, because it might be a problem with the Kavachomer. It might be a Pircha. But the other Svara given by the Smag is that when you have a Kavachomer, so what are we saying? If the Kal gets this, surely the Chomer. No, maybe the Chomer is so stringent that this onus is not going to be enough for the chamor, and therefore you ain't onshim in a din. You can't give a punishment based on a kalachomer. If you get skila for A, so surely you get skila for B, which is more chamor. No, maybe skila is not enough.
What would be worse?
Maybe this. Maybe nothing. Maybe an onus is part of a kapara, right? The Marsha in Sanhedrin uses this to explain the din that says by molech. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if somebody passes some of their children through fire to the molech, they're chayim misa. But if they give all their children, they're pater. Well, that makes sense. Or if you give all your children to the Avodah Zarah, you're pater. So the Marsha quotes this smah, because it's so bad, the onus is not going to be good. Not going to be good enough. The others quote this. The Kesef Mishnah quotes this in Ilchas Eidus regarding the principle of Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa. Right, very difficult principle. Right, if the Eidim tried to kill Reuven, then they're going to get killed. But if they succeeded in killing Reuven, they're pater. Why? So the Rabban says Allah Torah. Oh, because they must have deserved it. Bezin would never have done it. So says the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Smag. No, if they actually got through with it, then they're getting killed. This isn't even going to be enough for them. It's not going to be enough for them. That's the second example. So you have the by the Molech, you have it by Kasher Zamam, and also finally you have a similar idea to the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma quotes, why is it that if a Jew kills a Jew, he's Chayim Misa, but if a Jew, Rachman Al-Slam, kills somebody from the Umos Olam, he's not Chayim Misa. Okay. Oh, we're biased. We're a racist religion. Says the Meshech Chachma, no, because if a Jew kills one of the Umos Olam, the Chil Hashem aspect is so extreme that even Misa is not going to help the guy. Right? It's much worse. Much worse. So those are three examples where you see this concept of you can't jump to the chomer for the punishment.
Milsi dasi v'kavachomer, does it take on an elevated status of kavachomer?
So milsi dasi v'kavachomer torah v'kasav lakras. So now is it not a kavachomer anymore because now the Torah wrote it? Interesting. I'm not sure. Meaning, does it have? Could you give punishments? Could probably give a punishment based on that kavachomer. Right? Hey, that's not purely an Enosha Min Adin. That's a good question, right? That probably you can give a punishment based on. I don't know an example offhand. Let's continue and finish up. Says the Gemara, V'yitzrach lamichta v'yatzachinam v'yitzrach lamitav ki kachish. You need both psukim, v'yatzachinam on the previous summon and ki kachish. So you, why? To eat Kaz of Rechman, as I said before. Ki yikach, it only said this pasuk, hava mina kiddushin diyav labal didahava. I would have thought that that's kiddushay atzma. That the husband gives her the money. Kaz of Rechman of yatzachinam. That's why you have to have the other pasuk to teach me there's a concept of the father getting the money. Because of Rechman of yatzachinam, and if you would have only had the yatzachinam case, hava amina, hechad yahavla ihi lididei, vikidashto havi kiddushe. If we would have only had the yatzachinam, and you would have known that there's a concept of kiddushe atzma, I would have thought, who says that he has to give her the money? Maybe she could give him the money too. It's only about kesef. Rashi says, "Levi kiddushin, the kibud hashmina, the kesef of an ishus." Once you know that money makes the marriage, mali kesef didei, mali kesef dida. Amazing havamina. Amazing havamina. You would have thought that somebody has to give money to someone. Maybe he could give her, she could give him. That's why it says kiikach and akitikach, or some have the gears of tilakach. So what's this havamina? What's this havamina? So it says the makne. Right, that flaw in Ksubas, the makne on Kiddushin, says the makne, because this we obviously know that the kinyan of Ishus, we discuss this on Daf Beis, is not like a regular kinyan. Ha'isha niknes. What did Rashi say? Ha'isha niknes labaila. Why did Rashi throw in that word? The teach me, we're not talking about a regular kinyan. It's not a transaction here. It's a status change. Niknes always means status change. Hashem is kone shemayim ba'aretz. He bought it. He didn't buy it. Nobody owns it. That's the status. The status is that Hashem owns the world. Koni Shemayim Varetz. So the Makna says, so if it's all about a different type of kinyan, so that's the Havamina. Who says that she has to get the money? Maybe she can give the money. That's the Havamina. Kamash Malan, not. Kamash Malan, he has to give because she is nicknamed. So what's the Kamash Malan? Do we say it's a totally crazy idea? That we totally reject what the Havamina would be? She is totally not involved in the Maisa Kiddushin. She's totally passive. Or do we say that? No. Kiddushin is still somewhat different. We're going to have cases later on. We're going to have cases of, right? Of who? Of that we're going to have the cases of, if she gives him money and he is a gavaraba. Right? Let's say she's going to give a very important person money. Everybody's going to see and she's going to get tremendous hanah from that. Right? So that might work. Even though that's considered that he gave her hanah, but she gave, so is it totally, out of the realm of possibility that she's going to give him something? So that's not 100% clear what the maskana is. But the amazing havamina is that maybe she could give him money. The Shita Lenodu Lami says maybe this havamina is only possible by Kiddushay Atzma, not by Kiddushay Bito. So again, we're making a lot of lists in this Masechta. We're making lists of the differences between her own Kiddushin versus her father's Kiddushin. We started a list about the connection between Kiddushin and Hektish. We started that list on the Beis Mabeis. Asar Kuli Amaka Hektish. We have a lot of lists, but this is, I guess we have to go daven, so this is where we're going to stop. The next Gemara is just about the Makar for Bia. We'll have to stop here by the two dots, and Hashem will pick up tomorrow.